question, not a minute.
Okay.
Brand new parak. The Pei Tesem and Aleph. I assume you got to the bottom of Pei Tesem and Beis yesterday? Right? Didn't leave it at the end of the parak?
Yeah, we
did. Okay. Mishnah Pei Tesem and Aleph. I also... I told Rabbi Vail I'd be able to fill in for Shabbos for next week, that he made for Shabbos Sunday, so I then recanted. I know he had already announced it, I feel bad. I'll do Sunday, but Shabbos afternoon I won't be up for it. Okay, but I told him, he knows, and I guess he's going to make an arrangement. Mishnah says, Kol atadir mechavero kodem es chavero, Taba Pei Tesem et Aleph, 89a. That which occurs more frequently than another automatically has precedence. And this is an idea we're familiar with as tadir, tadir kodem, right? That which is tadir, that which is more frequent, comes first. Here we're discussing in the context of karbanos, but it's really a broader idea. Hatmidin kodman lemusafin, so the karban tamid, it's a daily karban, is automatically put before the karban musaf, any musaf. Within the Karban Musaf, we have a hierarchy. Musfei Shabbos Kodman Musfei Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos precedes Rosh Chodesh. Musfei Rosh Chodesh Kodman Musfei Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh precedes Rosh Hashanah. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Milavad Olas HaBoker Asher LeOlas HaTamid Ta'asu Es Eila. So what we're drawing from the pasuk is that we say, aside from the daily Karban, you shall do these. And the context for that pasuk, I brought you the pasuk there on the page, is regarding the Karbanos brought on Pesach. The Torah lists which musafin you bring on the first day of Pesach and says, do these for 7 days. So the first pasuk of the two that I brought says, aside from the olas habokir, which is the olas hatamid, you shall do these musafin, indicating first the tamid, then the musaf. The Mishnah does not bring the source for the hierarchy among musafin themselves. That we still have to get to. A couple of interesting points regarding this idea in the Mishnah. Number one, the Margalios Hashas is a great sefer I picked up while I was in Israel. He's remarkable things on Tzvachim. But he quotes the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim, who says, this is a lesson in general, this whole point that we're going to make here about Tadir, about consistency. He says, a Jew who is consistent and constantly on the same level is greater than a Jew who occasionally reaches great peaks, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, that the Tadir precedes Mekudash. If something is more consistent, like the Karban Tamid, it precedes even a Karban Musaf, which may have greater Kedusha, or other Karbanos that may have greater Kedusha. The consistency is valued more. That's one point. A second point within this is, you remember the Rambam in Kiddushin on Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama? We say that women are exempt from Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. The Rambam on that Mishnah in Kiddushin Chavtes says not to make the mistake of thinking that's a predictive rule. It's a descriptive rule. Meaning, it's not that Hashem said, here's your rule, women are exempt from time bound mitzvahs, and now go apply that rule. Rather, Hashem said, certain mitzvahs women are obligated in, certain mitzvahs women are exempt from, and the Chachamim noticed a pattern. Women tend to be exempt from mitzvahs and say Shazman Grama. And I believe that may be true here as well with the principle of Tadir, that Tadir comes first. Because the fact that I bring a pasuk for this to describe how it works in each circumstance, we have a pasuk for the Tamid, another pasuk we're going to see within the Musafin, indicates to me that it's not that there was a hard and fast rule that we're then taught go apply, but rather I psukim for each circumstance, and it happens to be this is a descriptive rule that will address the cases. Okay, Tosus discusses the fact that in Pesachim and Chesem and Beis they bring a different source altogether for the Karban Tamid being first. Ha'ola, Ola Rishona. That's a discussion in Tosus Kolat Adir. In any case, that's our opening Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, Minalan, how do we know this? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How do we know this? Minalan, weren't you reading the Mishnah? But the Mishnah brought you a Pasuk. Now, Kidika Amar Tama, Milvad Alas HaBokir. The Pasuk says, we brought it in the Mishnah, Milvad Alas HaBokir. So to which he explains, that's not really my question. My question isn't about Tamid versus Musaf. My question is about Musaf versus Musaf. Dilma Tamidin Hain et Dekadmu Musaf and Mishum Tadiri. Maybe indeed, you're right. The Tamid is first. However, Musaf and the Musaf and Manalai. How do you know the hierarchy within the Karban Musaf? So we're going to get two answers. Rabbi Ilah will give me one answer and Abaye will give me a second answer. Amar Rabbi Ilah, the Amar Kra. Rabbi Ilah quotes the second pasuk of the two that I brought at the top of the page. Ka'ela Tasu Ayom Shivas Yomim, like these. The Karbanos Musaf that are described for the first day of Pesach, so you shall do for 7 days, each day for 7 days. So, Eileh, ka'ele. These that you're going to do will be like these. Rashi explains, ka'ele ta'asu, if you see the last of the wide lines on top, basar ha'u kra dimilibad alas ha'boker ta'asu as ele, right after the first pasuk we quoted, k'siv ka'ele ta'asu, mashma k'seder sh'amarti lach, and he says, what it teaches me is, like the order that I told you, Tamid before Musaf, Ka'ela Shalmala, those that preceded Kishem Shatadir Kodem, just like there, that which occurs more frequently comes first. Kach Seder Musaf, and the same thing is true regarding Musaf. Shim Yom Sheyesh Beis Musaf, and if you have a day with two Karban Musaf offerings, Kigon B'Shabbos Shibasoch HaRegel, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Yehe Atadir Kodem, so too the same rule will apply. So Rabbi Yilah says, when the Torah says, Ka'ela, do it like the ones for the first day, it's borrowing this principle of Tadir Kodem from Tamid versus Musaf to teach me it applies to Musaf versus Musaf as well. That's the idea that Rabbi Law uses to explain this. Yes, it applies beyond Karbanos, but Tzvachim is limiting it right now to Kedusha, to Dvarim Shebekdusha and Karbanos, but you're 100% right. We apply this principle much broader than the than this Mishnah does. Torah, half Torah. Baruch Nafshi, and for those who say Baruch Nafshi and Ladavad Hashem Ori, we apply it in all sorts of cases. Sorry?
You're suggesting Shemarti Lecha Shemala, meaning the way the Torah laid it out. So the Torah starts out the Parsha Pinchas with the Olat Zafoker and Olat Zafoker,
right.
And then it has Shabbat, and then it has Rosh Chodesh.
Right, that's an interesting idea. It's for sure not Rashi's approach. And I think also, I think as you flow through the...
Instead of Shemarti Lecha
No, because he said Kishem Shatadir. No, Kishem
Shatadir.
You have to keep reading.
That Shabbat should be before...
No, it says that. No, keep reading the line. Keep reading the line. Kishem Shatadir Kodem. Right, as he had outlined from the first pasuk in that set, Milavado Las Haboker. I'm pretty sure that's what Rashi. I'm pretty sure that's what Rashi is reading it, and I think it fits. Because otherwise, you're going to run into other problems if you try to follow that order. But the Gemara is not done with Rabbi Yilah. Rabbi Yilah is not getting away with this. We're going to need a baye in the end. He says, "V'haymi boyele legufei." You can't use that. Ka'ela tasulayom. You actually need it to teach its own lesson, as Rashi says, "Lahad in musaf lezayin yayamim." To teach me that you do the musaf for 7 days. If I just had the previous pasuk and everything that came before it, I would have said, "There's a carbon musaf that you bring on the first day of Pesach." Beginning, middle, end. That's it, you're done. Demikra kama, yom rishon udinaf kolam. The first pasuk only taught me about the first day of Pesach. So he says, no. In ke nichtov eile tasulayom. Then it would have just said eile tasulayom, not ka eile tasulayom. It would have said, do these for that day. That's it. So therefore, I'm going to come back and challenge again, Rabbi. That's my resolution for Rabbi Yilah. To which the Gemara says, but I can still challenge. Ikasav Eila Tasula Yom Shivas Hayamim. If that was what it had said, Hava Amina, I would have said Eila Leshivas Hayamim. That these would be for 7 days, meaning the seven lambs, as Rashi says, the seven lambs we outlined for the Karban Musaf of Pesach would not be seven per day, but would be one per day. I would have said, Eila ta'as, Eila l'shivas hayamim. The parenthetical four words should not be there. It throws everything off. But I would have said, these Karbanos should be spread out over 7 days. So he says, no, that you learned from layom, layom ksiv. The word layom is still there for that purpose. To which he says, vakadi ema, but maybe I will still say, in other words, e layom, these are all four within each day of the seven. Vakadi ema ela layom, aval sh'ar yom ilo yadana kama. Maybe I would have said, so bring seven kvas in the first day. And then I don't know how many you bring for the remaining days, and that's why I need Ka'ela, and not to teach me do like you did, Tamid versus Musaf. Amar Kra Ta'asu. Rabbi Yilah concludes, no, the Pasuk says Ta'asu, you shall do these, which we take to mean Shehu Kol Ha'asios Shavos, that all of the days you bring seven Kivasim. And therefore Ka'ela is indeed available for me. So Rabbi Yilah's approach is that Tamid versus Musaf I know because the Pasuk says Milavad Olas HaBoker Asher L'Olas HaTamid. And then Ka'ela says use the same principle of Tadir Kodem, that which is more frequent is done first, use that same principle for Musaf versus Musaf as well. That's Rabbi Yilah. Abaye says you don't need to go there. Abaye, Amar Migufa Dekra, he says you learn it from the Pasuk itself. What are you dragging me for? Im Kain Lema Kra Milavad Olas HaBoker V'Tishtok. If you just wanted to teach me Tamid precedes Musaf, and that's it, then what you would have said was, Milavad Olas HaBoker, aside from the Olas HaBoker, the morning carbon, you shall do the Musaf. V'tishtok, and stop there, be silent. Asher Le'olas HaTamid Lamali. Why do you need Asher Le'olas HaTamid? Why are you adding, by the way, this is the carbon Tamid? L'meimer Dahach De Tadira Tikdom, to teach me as a general rule that the Tamid is that which is Tadir is going to come first. In other words, as Rashi says, Talachatam HaKdamasa B'Tadirus, Kadesh Tilmol The fact that it went out of its way to mention this is more frequent teaches me that the frequency is the key factor. It's not tamid versus anything else. It's frequent versus less frequent. That's our real consideration. And again, keep in mind that thought from the Divrei Shmuel, that regularity in mitzvos is more important than reaching occasional great heights. And that's the theme also in this coming Mishnah. Now that we've said that tadir comes first, we say if you don't have a balance of tadir versus eno tadir, dear, how do I choose hierarchy among karbanos? I go with that which is mekudash, that which has a greater kedusha. And I brought you here a table which should help us as we walk through the Mishnah. The first point of the Mishnah is not from the table. Kol ha-makudash mechavero kodem eschavero, that which is more sanctified comes first. Meaning, dam ha-chatas kodem le-dam ha-ola mepneshu meratze. When you want to bring your chatas and you want to bring your ola, the rule is that the blood of the chatas is brought before the blood of the ola because the blood of the chatas is meratze. It has kapara purposes. Now, you remember the Gemara in Zvach and Dav Zayin, which said the ola is also a kapara, right? An ola is kapara for machshava, for thoughts, and an ola is kapara for missing a mitzvah saseh. So I think that's why Rashi goes out of his way to say, Shehu meratze, mechapara chai v'krisus, hatzarech ritzui gadol. Rashi goes out of his way to say, yeah, I know, I read Zvachim, I know that the ola is kapara, but the chatas is real kapara. That's kapara for violating a kares law. That's why it's there. Avrei ola kodmin le'emurei chatas mibneshu kala le'ishim. However, the Mishnah continues to say, that's regarding the blood. Chatas precedes ola. When it comes to what you put on the mizbeach, right, the entire ola, or the parts of the chatas that go on the mizbeach, ola precedes chatas. Why? Mibneshu kala le'ishim. Because the entire thing is going on the fire. That indicates that it has greater status. That's the idea. So there. The Ola is going to be the one to go up first. The Avnei Nezer, quoted in a sefer I mentioned, the Margolios Hashas, has a beautiful idea. He says that when you're dealing with the Chatas, when you're dealing with the Ola atones, we said, for thought and for missed opportunities. So there it's the mind that has been corrupted, and therefore you need the body to atone. And therefore you bring the entire body of the Karban Ola on the Mizbeach. Whereas, with the Chatas atones for deeds, and therefore you need to use your thought to atone. And he says, we use the blood of the carbon chatas, because hadam hu hanefesh. That's the association with the thought. It's a very interesting idea. In any case, there's a lot we could do that's extra on this daf, but despite the poll, and we're going to go until about 6:40-ish, nonetheless, still have to get the daf in. So that's our opening part, is that when you're dealing with chatas versus ola, blood of the chatas is before the blood of the ola, haktara of the ola is before haktara of the chatas. Now we get into the hierarchy that I put on the table. Chatas kodemes la'asham, neshadama nitam la'ava chronos ve'al ha'yesod. Chatas precedes asham. Why? Because you put the blood on four karnos and mizbeach, the four corners, as well as on the yesod. That's the chatas. That's what makes the chatas special. Because the asham is also involved in great ritzui. Yeah, but a person who's nishba lashav, right, or nishba lashekir, that's also very serious. Lo yinak Hashem, I think that's probably why. But you're right that it's not a kares case. Asham kodem latoda. Asham precedes toda, as well as el nazir, which is also within that same category. We always list toda and el nazir together. They both have bread, etc. Mibneshu kodshe kodshim, because the asham is kodshe kodshim. Now, in the left-hand column, the one that I have in English, you see other factors that we don't consider. Those are the ones that the Gemara is going to raise and reject. So that's what that's doing in the table. We're not ready for that column yet. But the Asham is Kadshe Kadshim. Toda ve'el nazir kodmin l'shlamim. Why are the Toda nazir before the Shlamim? Mimneshe ne'achalim l'yom echad. Because you only eat them for one day. Utzu'unim lechem. And you have to bring bread with them. That indicates they have greater Kedusha because they have more mitzvos that they are involved with. As far as the eating it for one day, the Rav of Soloveitchik pointed out that Kedusha is associated with limitations. If I have a carbon I could eat in one space, and I have another carbon I could eat in a less broad space, automatically the one that has the narrower area has the greater kedusha, has a limitation to it. Similarly, in terms of time, if I have one carbon I can eat for a longer time, one carbon for a shorter time, the shorter time one has a greater limitation and has a greater kedusha, and that's what we're seeing here. Hashlamim kodman lebachor. Shlomim before Bachor, because it has all these mitzvahs, placing the blood on the four corners of the mizbeach, smicha, leaning on the karban. That's, I think, in brackets, because it doesn't apply to Shalmei Tzibur, but only to Yachid. The nesachim as well, the libations, the pick up the chaz of a shok, all these things. HaBachor kodem ma'isa, Bachor precedes ma'isa mivnesha kedusha samay rechem, because the kedusha is from birth. You don't give it the kedusha, it has automatic kedusha. V'nechal lakohanim, and the kohanim eat it as opposed to the ma'isa, which anybody gets to eat. HaMa'isar kodem la'ofos, ma'isa behim before birds, mivneshu zevach, because it is zevach. Zevach here does not mean that shechita has greater kedusha than malika. That's not what we're saying, because Tosus and Zvachim, Yadalanim and Beis, so that malika is a greater avoda than shechita. It requires a kohen, you can't do it for chulin. But the point, rather, is simply that the most karbanos, as Rashi says here, have zevach status. Rashi says zvichas sakin, and they have many more mitzvos, and that's what makes zevach greater. V'yesh bo kodesh kadashim, and also some parts of it are holy of holies in the sense that they go on the mizbeach, specifically damo ve'emurav, the blood, as well as the fats of the karban. Ha'opos kodmen lemenachos, the birds before the flower offerings, m'deshein mine damen, because you have dam that you're using on the mizbeach. And minchas chote kodem minchas nedava, mincha of someone who sinned before a voluntary mincha, m'deshu balchet, because it's still for a kapara, and that has a higher level. That's the end of the chart, one last line in the Mishnah. Chatas ha'of kodemes la'olas ha'of, as we know, when you bring the kinim pairs, right? The bird chatas before the bird ola, and we have psukim for that. You saw it in Psachim Nuntes as well. V'chein behekdesha, and so too, when you dedicate it, you dedicate and identify the chatas before the ola. It's not really the dedication. It's really the identification. Chadas precedes Ola. That's the Mishnah. Top of Peites Amud Beis, 89b, we get to walk through this entire Mishnah. Menah Hani Mili. How do you know this? And what they're asking about is the first part of our Mishnah. How do you know that when it comes to blood avodah, like Shechita and Zrika, Chadas is before Ola? But when it comes to what you put on the Mizbeach, Ola is before Chadas. Detana Rabbanan, here's the Braisa. Ufar Sheni Ben Vakarati Kach Lechatas. This is talking about, as Rashi knows, to the dedication of the Levim in Parshas Baaloscha. So there they bring one par as an ola, and then it says, and a second bull, you will bring lechatos as a chatos. So he says, im balalame chen shnayim, if the reason you say a second one is to teach me, well, there are two bulls you're bringing, harek varnevar, you already knew that. The pasuk said, v'asas hachor chatos v'asachor ola. Right? One chatos, one ola. Not only that, look at the order in that pasuk. One chatos and then one ola. So matam alomar freshni ben bakarti kach lechatos. Why does the Torah go out of its way to say, bring a second one as a chatos to teach me? Sheyachol sheychatos kodemes lechol maase ola. I might think that, like it said, ha'chad chatos ve'so'chad ola, that chatos should precede ola for all purposes. Tam alomar freshni ben bakarti kach lechatos. It says no. The second one you'll bring will be the chatos. So, I parshini, yachol de ola kodemis lechatas chomaseh. Well, based on that pasuk, the ola should precede the chatas for everything, right? I have one pasuk that says, first ola, then chatas. I have one pasuk that says, first chatas and then ola. So, which is it? The Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says chatas and then ola. Okay, so what do you do? Dam chatas kodemis ledam ola. The blood of the chatas precedes the blood of the ola. And it's only for haktara that the ola precedes the chatas. Why? Mipnei shemaratze. Because it's going to be maratze, because the blood of the chatas is there for kapara. That's the idea. Blood of the chatas is there for kapara, therefore blood of the chatas trumps the blood of the ola. Tos is actually bothered by this, because after all, this is the chinuch of the Levium. There is no kapara involved. But he says, in general, there's ritzui for the type of animal, a type of carbon that we call a chatas, even though here it's not kapara. Okay.
I would have thought Nadava would be at the highest level.
Yeah, but kapara is accomplishing more. Nadava is up to your whim. You chose to bring it, as was the chatas, where you're fulfilling Hashem's demand. We say in mitzvahs, we say that there's greater schar for mitzvah va'osa, right? When you're instructed to do a mitzvah and you do it, there's greater schar than eino mitzvah va'osa, the person who's not instructed.
It's not good
too, right? But we're not commanded to give that tzedakah, that specific one.
Why does the Mishnah have to say a reason why Ola comes before Chatas? It's a pasuk.
Because I have a pasuk indicating Chatas before Ola also.
This pasuk came out to say that Ola, our shame, right?
No, but I had both. I had one pasuk that said...
Yeah, then said, I think Ola should go across the board first. So the pasuk says that. So you really only need a reason why the Chatas comes before Ola. Well, you don't really need a reason why the Ola comes.
But I have two competing circuits. I have one pasuk that says, Ufarshini ben Bakartika ha Chatas. That's Ola before Chatas. But I have the other pasuk that says, Vaso ha Sachar Chatas, Vaso ha Sachar Ola. Right? So I've got, I'm two opposing psukim. So that, I think that's what we're trying to resolve. Okay. So now we tackle each part of our Mishnah in turn. Evrei Ola, you said when you're dealing with Haktara, then the Ola precedes the Chatos. The Bachet in the words, Mneshu Kalil, which we saw in the Mishnah, because it's entirely on the Mizbeach. Ve'amais, the Gemara asks, why is this so? Matana kamaisa demechab ratikdom. Why don't you do this? One matana of the dam of the chatas, because we know that once you do one zrika, now you are your machaper. Vahanachlo, and the rest of them not, and finished. So then you go through the rest of your ola, and then come around and do the rest of your zrikos for the chatas. Sit there stirring the blood until you're done. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says no. Hacha bechatas halaviyim askinan. This is the chatas that's brought for dedicating the leviyim. Ve'ava gab dechi ola dami, and even though it's really like an ola, because it isn't atoning for sin, as we just said, Kamar Rachmana he tikdum. The Torah said, nonetheless, this comes first. So in other words, it's not really about kapara. Therefore, don't stop after your first zrika. That's our first answer. B'ma Rava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they give a second answer. Hoel v'hischa b'matanos gomer, a variation on the principle, hamascha b'mitzvah, omrim lo gemor. You started the mitzvah, you finish the mitzvah. We're not going to tell you, do one zrika, and then go around and do the ola, and then go back into the rest of your zrikos. That we're not prepared to do. Yibayl reminds me about Yibum, right? We should say he should bowl once to fulfill Yibum, and then he should be Poresh. And that's it. We don't do that. Yibayl, the Gemara now asks three questions that we can't answer, but we're going to try. Questions between Chatas and Ola. First question. Dam Chatas ve'evrei Ola eze mehen kodem. If I have a choice between the blood of the Chatas and the Haktara of the Ola, now which one comes first? Blood of the Chatas precedes blood of the Ola. Haktara of the Ola precedes Haktara of the Chatas. What about blood of the Chatas and Haktara of the Ola? That's my question. Dam Chatas kodem b'neshim aratzah. Blood of the Chatas is important because it has kapara. Odama evrei Ola kodem b'neshim kalala ishim. But the Haktara of the Ola is important because it goes entirely on the fire. So it's my number one versus my number one. Tashma, come in here. Let's try to prove it from the language of our Mishnah. We said dam Chatas kodem l'dam Ola. Blood of the Chatas precedes the blood of the Ola, indicating Ladam Ola hu dekadim, it precedes the blood of the Ola, but Le'evrei Ola lo kadim, but not the Evarim of the Ola. To which he says, but Adirav, you can prove just the opposite, Misefa, from the end, we're talking about the Ola, right? Evrei Ola kodmin le'emur echatas, we said the Evarim of the Ola precede only the Emurim of the Chatas, the fats of the Chatas. Le'emur echatas hu dekadim, it precedes the Emurim of the Chatas. Ladam Chatas lo kadim, but not the blood of the Chatas, right? You can't prove anything from there. The language does not indicate one way or the other.
How are we comparing the morning burning nighttime? Chatas for the dam to be daytime.
Right, so the Amur have the option of being put up at night, but really I'm supposed to put it up as soon as I can. Right? It's part of my avoda. You're right, though, that I have more time to do the emurim than I have to do the dam. That's a good point. But the Mishnah, the Gemara here only walks us through the Mishnah's language to show us that the Mishnah doesn't indicate one way or the other. Ibayalu, the Gemara then asks the second of the three questions. Dam ola ve'emurim chatas ezem en kadim. Blood of the ola, emurim of the chatas, which one's first? Dam ola kodim deka'azim mikawach kalil. On the one hand, I say the blood of the ola should come first because, again, it comes from a carbon that's entirely consumed. So even though it's number two in terms of kapara, it's from an ola. Odama emurim chatas kodmin, or the fats of the chatas should be first. Granted, it's number two in terms of atara, deka'azim mikawach mechaper. It comes from a carbon that does atone. Tashma, come in here. Well, again, try the same trick. Prove it from our Mishnah. We said, Dam Chadas Kodim L'Dam Ola. Blood of the Chadas precedes the blood of the Ola. Only the blood of the Chadas precedes the blood of the Ola. Dam Chadas Hude Kodim L'Dam Ola. Aval Amur Chadas Lo. But not the Amur of the Chadas. To which he says, no. You could argue the opposite. Adaram, but just the opposite. Be safe from the end of the Mishnah. Avrei Ola Kodim L'Amur Chadas. You said, when it comes to Haktara, the Amur of the Ola precede the Amur of the Chadas. Avrei Ola Hude Kodim L'Amur Chadas. Avrei Ola precede. Aval Dam Ola lo, but blood of the Ola does not. Elamei halakha l'mashmimi na. Yeah, forget that. The Mishnah can't help you with that one either. So we'll go to a third question. Ibayalu, question. Dam Ola v'dam Asham ezeman kodem. Blood of the Ola versus blood of the Asham. Now what? Dam Ola kodem dekazi mikach kalil. Blood of the Ola comes from something you put entirely on the Mizbeach. Therefore it should be first. O dam adam Asham kodem. But maybe the blood of the Asham should be first. Demachaper. Because after all, it's machaper. It will atone like the Chatas does. As Mati pointed out. Tashma, come in here. Dam Chatas kodem ledam Ola. We said the blood of the Chatas precedes the blood of the Ola, indicating only the blood of the Chatas does. Aval dam Asham lo. But not the blood of the Asham. Could I make that argument? So he says, no, not necessarily. Bidinu di boyle misni dam asham. It should have said dam asham as well. Va'aydi di boyle misni seifa avre ola kodman le mure chatos. Since the end of the Mishnah wanted to say that that parts of the ola precede parts of the chatos, di itana le mure asham hava amina le mure asham with the kadmi le mure chatos lo kadmi. Because I would have said, had you listed asham instead of chatos, I would have said, it's only true that the ola haktara precedes asham and does not precede Chatas, Mishamachitana Chatas. That's why they mention Chatas. So maybe the fact that they omitted Asham was because that would have sabotaged our Mishnah. But really, Asham should be included. Tashma, so we'll try to prove the other way. We said Chatas Kodem L'Asham when we got to the hierarchy part of our Mishnah, the middle of our Mishnah. Chatas precedes Asham. So Chatas Udekad Malay L'Asham Aval Ola Lo. Maybe that means Chatas precedes Asham, but Ola does not precede Asham. My lav dam, isn't that talking about the blood of one carbon versus the blood of the other? To which he says, no, again, that's no proof. No, not necessarily. I move it. Maybe it's about the parts that go on the Mizbeach. Dekanami, and I can even prove it. Dekatani Mipnesha Damanitan, because our proof for the fact that it's first came because its blood is put on the four corners and its blood is put on the Yesod. That was our evidence for the fact that Chatas precedes Asham. That was our basis. Shmam, and it didn't say anything further about it being Khalil or something like that. The Shmamina, so what you see from here, nothing. We see that you can't prove anything. That's our upshot. We don't succeed in proving anything. All that we proved was that you're talking there about the dam, and we're not talking about the. What we proved there is we're talking about, as Rashi says, the dam and not the emurim. We're dealing with the emurim when we talked about the asham being before. The Chatas being before the Asham, and therefore you can't prove anything regarding what we're going to do with the Dam of the Karban Ola. That's what he's saying. The Dam of the Karban Ola is not provable from Chatas preceding Asham. That was only a discussion about what goes on the Mizbeach, about Akhtara. Okay, now we go to that left-hand column in the table about features that should have moved things up the hierarchy, but did not. First of all, we said Chatas is before Asham. Chatas kademis la Asham. So the Gemara says Adaram, but just the opposite. Asham kadim shken yesh lo kitzba. The Asham should be first because there's a fixed amount. You must pay kesef shkalim for your karban Asham. There is no minimum amount you spend when it comes to your Chatas. If he says, you're right. Nonetheless, the fact that you're putting the blood on the four corners and the yesod for the Chatas gives it precedence. Asham kodem l'toda. Asham precedes toda, we said, because the Asham is kachim kachim. So this is adarabba, but just the opposite. Atoda ve'el nazir kadmi. Toda and el nazir should be first. The ram of the nazir shekein to unin lechem. Because after all, you bring bread with it. That means it has more mitzvos. Afilachi kachim kachim adifi. It's true, but kachim kachim is greater. Toda ve'el nazir. Within the toda and the el nazir, we said those precede the shlamim. Adarabba shlamim kadmi. The shlamim should be before them. Shken yeshna betzibur kibiyachid, because you have a concept of shalmei tzibur, communal shlamim. So that should precede toda and el nazir, which are private. Aviluachi nechon liyom echad adifi. True, but they are consumed for only one day. So now he asks, Sorry, you can only eat those kabanos for only one day. Ibayalu, question. Toda ve'el nazir, ezeman kodem. What about between the toda and the el nazir? That's why I wrote on your sheet on the right-hand column, dalet minim versus beis minim. That's because of this. Which one comes first? Toda kadma shkein tuna arba min elechem. Maybe the toda is first, because you have four different kinds of bread, right? Three of matzah and one of bread when you bring the 40 loaves. O dilma el nazir kodem, or maybe el nazir should be first, shkein yesh imo damim acherim, because after all, you bring also blood from the other karbanos on the mizbeach when you bring this one. So which is, as Rashi says, the chatas and the ola. Tashma, zu kodemes lezu. Shezu tuna arba min elechem, vizu ena tuna ele shnei min elechem. I have a brisa that I bring in to solve the problem. It's that one of them has four loaves, has four different types of bread, and the other one only has two. Sorry? Okay. Hashlamim kodem lebechor. Shlamim precedes bechor. Adarabah, bechor kodem. Shken kedusha asom erechem v'nechal akonim. The bechor should be first. After all, the kedusha is from the womb. You don't sanctify it. And the konim get to eat it. So I should argue that bechor is before shlamim. Abilachim mitzvos yiseres adifi. Yeah, but the shlamim has all those other mitzvos. The matandala, the smicha, the tenufa chazam ashok, the nesachim. Correct. Habechor kodem. We said bechor is before meiser. So he says, Adaraba, Meiser Kodem, Meiser should be first, Shekin Mekadesh Lefanav Ulachav, right? Remember the guy who can't count? Right? He did the 9th as the 10th, and the 11th as the 10th, and all that. He did it the day after the Super Bowl. He wasn't counting straight anymore. So there's greater Kedusha. It even grabs the 9th and the 11th as Kodesh. Aviluachi Kedusha Merechem Adifa. Yeah, but automatic Kedusha from birth, that's greater. Meiser kodem laofos. Meiser behema precedes birds. So he says, Adaraba, ofos, shkad mishikin, kache kachim. The birds should be first, because after all, that's katas and ola. That's higher kedusha. That's kache kachim. Aviluachim in zebach adiv. Yeah, but this is from zebach, the one that you shech, that has more mitzvos involved, and therefore the meiser is first. Amar Avina Barshila. This is our last point on the page. We're now done running down our list from the Mishnah, and it's a new thought. The Ravina Barshila says, a murim of kachim kalim that leave the Azara, before you did this Rika, right? The Emurim of Kachim Kalim were supposed to go on the Mizbeach. They didn't. They left before you did this Rika Sadam, Psul in their puzzle. The Tana Tuna, and our Tana taught. Tuna means our Tana. Rashi and the Rashbam elsewhere discuss this. Tuna means like Avuna is our father, Achuna is our brother, Tuna is our Tana. So the Tana Tuna, our Tana taught, Mibnei Shehu Zevach. The reason why their puzzle is because they are zevach, yeshech them, v'yeshno kadshe kadshim, and some of them are kadshe kadshim. That's the principle, as Rashi explains. Rashi does not explain. I thought he did. No, sorry. Damav ve'emurin, the bish. One more time. Mibneishu zevach, it's a zevach, v'yeshno kadshe kadshim, and some. And some of them are kachay kachim, damim ve'emurin, meaning the blood and the emurin. So bishlam emurin lesnu ba'ofos. I understand what you mean about the emurin. Emurin don't exist regarding birds. Ela dam bi'isei, but there is dam. There's dam for the birds and there's dam for the zevach, right? So why did you mention the dam as something unique? That's what makes it zevach. Elalav, Kamash Malan, Emurin Kidamo. He says you're right. He says the fact that we mentioned Neshu Zevach Vishnu Kache Kacha, meaning Dam of the Emurim, was meant to teach me that we equate the Dam with the Emurin. To teach me, Kamash Malan, Emurin Kidamo, the Emurin are like the blood, Ma Damo Lifne Zrika, just like the blood is before Zrika, Ave Murin Kodem Zrika, so to Emurin is before Zrika is significant like this, and if it leaves, but Kakarilu Kache Kachim is called Kache Kachim, we are discussing the blood and the Emurim free Zrika, and both are called Kachay Kachim. Uma Damo Mifsal Biyotze, just like the blood is called Kachay Kachim at that stage, and if it leaves the Azara, it's now Pasul. Ave Emurim Mifsal Biyotze, so too the Emurim will be Pasul if they leave at that stage. That's the idea. The blood and the Emurim are Pasul if they leave early on. And that's what we're saying.
What about regarding the Korban? The Emurim have the whole Korban Pasul?
If the Emurim leave, the Emurim become Pasul. The Emurim, correct. The carbon, I believe, is still kosher. It's only the Emurim themselves become Pasul. And we'll pick up with that. Unless we want to go to the last five lines. Four lines? All right, let's go. Okay. Okay. Well, hi there. We're going to stop in the middle of the sugya. But Neva Misayale, I can support this idea that if they moor and leave early, they're apostle. From the following, we learn, Besar Kachim Kalim, meat of the Kachim Kalim, which was up for eating. But it left before the Zvika. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher. Rabbi Yochanan says it's still kasher because ultimately it could leave the Azara. Rish Lakish Amar Apostle. Rish Lakish is Apostle. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher Hal Vesof Alates. He says it's leaving anyway to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So Maman of Shach, what's the big deal? Rish Lakish Amar Apostle. Rish Lakish is no good. Adayin Lo Igiyas Man Olates. Because the time has not yet come for it to leave. So Adkan lo pligi alababasar. The machlokas there is only regarding the meat, not the emurim, which are supposed to go on the mizbeach. Abo beimurim lo, but not regarding the emurim. So does that prove that the emurim are for sure going to be pasul? So he says no. Who at the end of Emurim Nami Pligi? The Machlokas also applies to the Emurim. The reason they debated it regarding the meat was to show how far Reish Lakish went. He disqualifies not only Emurim that leave, but even the meat that leaves. Even the meat, which in the end will leave the Azara, he says, yeah, but right now it's not yet its time to leave, and therefore it's going to be possible. The Emurim for sure are going to be possible according to Reish Lakish. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan may well tell you that I say it's kosher regarding both. I can't prove Rabbi Yochanan's stance one way or the other regarding the Emurim. I know he says kosher regarding the Basar. I don't know what Rabbi Yochanan will say regarding Emurim. We have not been able to prove anything from this Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Machlokes, but tomorrow they're going to try to match it to a Machlokes Tanoin.